A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everybody, namaste. Well, she had me at hello. It's Linda Pollack.
Hello.
You've had me again. Linda. Well, everyone will be aware. And first of all, hello to everyone at home. I've jumped straight in with you, Linda.
I hope you're all right.
I hope you're all right at home. Thank you to continuing to listen to our humble podcast.
Yeah.
Linda and... lovely to meet all you guys, but I'm more concerned with Linda because last time, you remember, Linda was looking for a job.
Yes, I was.
Linda, keeping it light, tell us all about it.
I'm still looking for a job, but I have a couple of irons in the fire.
Oh, lovely. Let's hope they don't end up like the other ones.
I can tell you about one which requires some visuals that I'm having to put together, right? So I've had to put together a showreel. It's a shopping channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So I've got various little clips of me measuring small things with a big ruler. You know,
Good God, this is
lovely for day wear, but you can also translate it into evening wear. And just for size, there we go, and I'm measuring it.
Well, that's very good. That would definitely get me to buy something.
Definitely, because sometimes it is just about the measurements, isn't it?
Is it just rulers you're selling?
Yeah, mostly, yeah. It's a stationary channel.
That was a funny joke, wasn't it? Hold on.
And the other one is an approach I've had from an old friend of mine I used to work with.
Right.
Who is now working in a department that I cannot tell you about.
Go on, yes.
Offering me a job that I could tell you about, but if I did, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, my God.
Are you having sex at the moment?
It's nothing like that, is it?
I can tell you it's not that, but I can't tell you anything else.
Oh.
Would you like to scrape my bottom one day?
It's also not that.
Okay.
Although I've not ruled it out.
No, okay. Right, so what is that? It's something very, very secret.
Secret, yeah, none of your business.
Oh, my. So it's like an undercover?
Can't tell you, Clinton.
Talking.
You might find out.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. Have you been watching The Old Man?
Which one?
The
I'm watching
TV
one now.
Program.
Hold on. There we go. No.
It's a television programme.
I haven't. What's it about?
Very good. Anyone else watching out there, I thoroughly recommend it, but it's about a man who's sort of undercover, which presumably is something you're going to be. Is that what you're hinting at?
That's what you're saying. I'm not hinting at anything.
Oh, okay. Well, watch very, very closely.
Well, you won't see anything.
You won't see anything, but she may have to stop working with me. And then, God, we will be in trouble because we'll have this one back.
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet with your trousers and your pants down.
I want to tell you now about getting to the ghosties and the ghoulies, because I know that people do want to get on with the supernatural. The past week, you know, we were up in Charlie. Do you remember we had the lady from Charlie?
The Cushion Place.
The Cushion Place. And there's a chap called Ian James who also works there.
Yeah.
And listen to what he told me.
Oh, there's been loads of sightings of ghosts in here. I mean, it's been open for 110 years, so people say there was one story of a set builder. He was on stage building a set, and a woman came in and spoke to him. And by the time he got down on the set, she wasn't there.
What did she look like?
She was dressed sort of normally, but today it turns out he went home and he said, oh, this, I spoke to this person.
Normally for Charlie, which is
normally,
what,
yeah. Like 1970s stuff.
1970s stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, shell suit. Yeah.
It's only 10 years ago, aye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm joking, you know I am.
Yes.
And so she was dressed normally.
She was dressed normally, but then he went home and he said, I was just spoken to this woman tonight, and then someone said, oh, but she died last night.
Okay, it's a bit vague, isn't it? The whole thing.
Yeah.
What else?
There's a story, I found this out recently, that there's a bloke on his own, and the pit was open for the orchestra, and there's a piano in there.
Right, go on.
And the piano started playing.
You're joking?
No.
Who is this? Where?
This was a guy called Sean. He's an experienced director here. He's been here since 1972.
And he went in the orchestra. What was he doing when he heard the orchestra?
They were setting up for a show, and he was the last one in.
Yeah.
And then he just heard the sound of a piano playing, and he wandered down to the orchestra pit, and the piano were playing on its own.
It wasn't one of them. You know what I'm going to say? It's one of those, you know, steam-powered ones they used to have.
Well, as far as I know, it wasn't, but that's what he says.
What was it playing?
It was an old-time music hall song.
What? I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghost, yeah.
Coughing up. I've got cholera. It's from the old days. Yeah.
He says he was so scared he ran and locked the door and ran out. And then when he came back, he made sure all the people were with him.
Right, well, I believe that. Who is he? Sean?
What's
his surname?
Duxbury. He's a proper local lad. Duxbury, proper Charlie name.
I am going to get in touch with Sean Duxbury.
Yeah.
And we're going to have an interview with him.
Well, he directs shows here. Yeah.
How can I get in touch with him?
I can get you his details. He's directing a show here in March, so he's around.
Well, listeners, we're going to speak to Sean Duxbury because it sounds like the sort of thing I've experienced and I would like you to experience too. But there are other stories as well, aren't there? Can you just... What was the one you mentioned to me about the cleaner who saw something?
We had a cleaner who was here regularly and she was on her own a lot and she left because she kept being scared by the Shadow Man.
The Shadow Man. The Shadow Man. Yeah. And what was he?
Well, a Shadow Man was, she said, someone who came into the bar and then walked through the bar and went out another area that's not there anymore. So you went through the wall, which used to be a door, nicer wall. And she said he kept coming in.
And the downstairs here, you can see brickwork where it was back to backs.
Yeah, when it was back to back houses.
That's what Estelle did say, that there a figure used to cross. But what did you say crossed a lady?
Yeah, it's a Victorian lady and her child that would take the path that the back to back housing was, which is sort of matches our aisle seats.
Who saw this? Was it you?
I haven't seen it. It was actors on stage. Who knows what goes through the mind
those
of actors?
Pricks.
Yeah.
Actors on stage, I bet. All high as a kite, probably.
Yeah.
Sitting around, nothing to do all day, getting triggered by the thought of having to work for a living. Okay, well, I'm not listening to actors. Well, Linda and I got in touch with Sean Duxbury.
Of course we did.
And here he is. We are delighted to welcome Sean Duxbury. He's a theatre director. He's been at the Charlie Little Theatre putting on shows since 1972. Is that correct, Sean?
That's right, all those years ago.
Wonderful. And this is the fella, ye of little faith, including you, Linda.
Yeah.
Who saw, and yes, that's right, Sean, she does have a face like a slapped arse. You don't believe any of it.
Hey, you're reading his mind, because he never said that.
I am reading his mind, yes, as it happens. And Sean, stop thinking that of her, please.
I'm sorry, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's three of those things, if you knew what. Anyway, don't matter. Anyway, listen, Seanio, can I call you Seanio?
You're perfectly correct. Yep, okay, no problems.
I think I'll stick with Sean.
Pushing the boundaries there,
right? It's a stupid thing to say. Let's get on with it. Sean, I'm led to believe from Ian, who works at the Charlie Little Theatre, which we know is haunted, that you saw a piano forte playing on its own. Will you tell us the story, please? And Linda, can you put on the bloody spooky music, please? Thank you.
Here we go.
Seanio, continue-io.
Right, okay. So we're going back a number of years to when I was about 17 or 18. So we are looking back early 70s, maybe.
Righty-ho.
And I was a member of the youth section of the theatre at that time, and we used to meet together on Saturday afternoons at the theatre.
Now,
what it used to happen that in turn one of us had to lock up and turn all the lights off and that sort of thing is, you know, just normal sort of stuff. And it was my turn.
Yeah.
So everyone had left. I went up to the lighting box in the theatre to turn the lights off.
Right.
And I heard a piano player. So at first I thought, well, it's somebody's walking outside with a radio or something. And in those days, we used to have a window in the lighting box that you could actually see onto the street outside.
Yes.
So I looked outside. No one. Absolutely no one there. But I could still hear the music playing. So, and then thought, well, maybe there's somebody in the theatre. So I actually went out of the lighting box and went onto the director's box where you can overlook the auditorium.
Yes.
And I could distinctly hear a piano playing in the orchestra pit. So I thought, maybe somebody's come back in and actually playing the piano. So I actually went downstairs. I can't tell you what the tune was, but it was just piano playing.
You can't. Was it classical or was it something, the odd of the day, Mark Bolan or something?
A bit of honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk.
It was just, I would say, something from a musical, maybe.
Right, that okay.
So as I went into the auditorium and went down, the music stopped. And I just walked over to the piano and the orchestra pit, and there was no one there. Absolutely no one there whatsoever. So I just shot out of the theatre in...
I thought you said something else there.
So did I.
Well, I think I almost did something else at the same time.
Did you?
I actually shot out and went outside, and I thought, I'm not going back in there unless somebody's with me.
Right.
So... days before mobile phones, I went to the nearest phone box and phoned a friend, Michael, and said, can you come and help me? And he said, what's up? And I explained to him. He said,
was he, a trumpeter to accompany or something, was it?
Yeah, maybe something like that. But I wanted to get
you get a bass player? Go on.
But I wanted to lock the theatre up, get the lights off, but there was no way I was going to go into that theatre by myself again. So Michael came down. We both went into the theatre, checked. Nobody was in the theatre. I hadn't seen anybody leave the theatre while I was stood outside.
Right.
So we went up to lighting box, turned things off, locked the door. I went out, locked the door again. And I honestly would not go into the theatre alone by myself for years and years afterwards.
Right. Seanio, or Sean, as we've come to call you, what do you say to doubters like Linda here, who's now holding her head in shame that she doubted? What would you say, Sean?
All I could say to her is you had to be with me to experience it. And if you'd experienced it, you would never, ever doubt again that theatre is haunted.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
One thing, Sean, and I'm going to ask it because I know she's thinking it.
Mm.
You didn't see the keys going up and down, did you?
No, unfortunately, whoever was playing it or whatever was playing it had finished by the time I got to the orchestra pit.
Right.
Don't say right like
no,
that.
No, I'm just logging it all for my scientific analysis, which is now underway.
He was logging it all when he disappeared out the door of the theatre, trust me.
Yep, lights on and everything, just straight out.
Right. Sean, that is a fantastic story, and you go straight to the top of our leaderboard. I'm a Believer was a song by the Monkees. It wasn't that. No, I'm a Believer. And I just want to say, I think Linda is a little bit now. And I want to thank you for that. That has confirmed my belief. Not that I need it confirming. But Sean, listen, if you see anything else at Charlie Little Theatre, would you please come back to me? And I'm not talking about some of the 10th rate acts I have on stage there. I'm talking about I'm talking about anything of a supernatural perspective.
Anything at all, I'll be straight back in touch with you. As I've got your address now, so I can just get it straight over to you.
Yeah, delete that if you will. But the thing is, Sean, what I was going to say was, what have you got coming up at the theatre? I know you're doing something there in March. For anyone out there in Charlie or Lancashire.
Yeah, we've got a studio theatre.
I know, next door. Yeah. I know.
And I'm going to be directing a comedy.
Yes.
It's by the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Yes.
And it's the the long-lost first play of William Shakespeare. So it's just got three actors in it, and looks like it's going to be great fun for not just the actors but the audience, with lots of special effects.
Very, very good. Provided by a ghost,
well, like pianos that play themselves.
Pianos that play themselves.
You never know. It could happen.
You never know. Sean, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Sean, for getting in touch. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. Bye for now. Now to your ghost stories from Claire Bryant and Kevin Spindlow from Paranormal Research in York. Linda, if you would do the honours, please. Stick on the spooky music first.
All right, here you go. Interestingly, this email didn't send the first time around. I wonder why, they muse.
I like that. They made that really curious, like a ghost got in the machine. Maybe it's because Kevin is useless with a computer. Who knows? Who knows?
At Paranormal Research York, we get called to investigate houses a lot. Some are real and some are easily explained.
Bit like the problems with the computer.
Yeah. We got an email that was written in very poor English from a foreign email address. All right, well, how's your foreign?
Yeah.
So we didn't take it too seriously. But being professional, we sent a reply.
Thank you. Very professional.
The emails kept coming and the essence was that they were experiencing poltergeist activity.
Oh.
They invited us to come and see, and whilst thinking we were being set up, we dutifully attended.
Yeah.
We knocked on the door and were greeted by a young Muslim man who thanked us for coming. They rented the house from a man who lived there as a child and had no activity. It was his parents' home. The said...
The said. What's that saying? The said.
The said that they... Oh,
they said... God, bloody hell. Talk about very poor English. Physician, heal thyself! Kevin Spindlow and Claire Bryant. The said that they started hearing strange noises and things being moved. The called their imam.
He did it again.
Come on, for crying out loud. Get it right.
They called their imam, who said, play Quran music and it will move away. The opposite happened. It got worse. They called a Catholic priest who came and blessed the house. Nothing changed. They called the imam back, who said, turn the music up louder. It got worse. They called the priest back, who came armed with holy water. Nothing changed. And that's when we got the call.
As things escalated, cushions on the sofa were thrown off the sofa with no one in the room. Piles of washed laundry stacked in piles. Fucking hell. Piles of laundry stacked in piles for each person were found in a pile in the centre of the room. A lot of piles. No one else had been in the room. When we arrived, the spirits showed themselves. They were the previous owners of the house! They did not like foreigners in their home and wanted them out. They were racist spirits. We managed to use the same techniques you used to soothe the spirits. How's that? Voting Brexit. Tried and tested. Why change it? They faded as soon as they were soothed, moving away. We checked on the family a few weeks later, and they had not experienced anything else. All these stories are true. Kevin and Claire, Paranormal Research, York Limited. This is true. You do get racist ghosts.
Right.
Very
I suppose
true.
There used to be humans, and they used, and you get an old humans and different times.
You like to think that when people pass into the higher realm...
Yeah, they might lose all that
stuff.
They
lose all that silly nonsense. But I tell you what, I've been up there...
Coming up here, stealing our clouds.
That's what it's like. Oh, you see, the sort you used to get up in heaven... We're all like-minded. Nowadays, these people turn up there. They don't want to integrate. That's the problem up in heaven. You should be lucky. You could leave your marble doors open, couldn't you? Nowadays, this lot coming...
You'd think that the celestial being would put a stop to all that pettiness.
Well, I imagine it's very difficult to beat that out of people, isn't it? You know, I think what's... I mean, there's a lot of Brexit voters up there in heaven. They don't like the Eastern Europeans up there trying to keep them out. I want my heaven back, they're saying, and all that.
I bet one of them's my grand. Do you know what she said to me once?
All right, steady on. For anyone who's going to be offended by this, go on, keep
she
it light.
Said, no, she said, you know all this air pollution, it's because we've got too many people on this island. They come over here and they're taking our air.
Well, there you are, you see. I mean, I often think that, you know, when you see, like, Bruce Willis, when he is a ghost on Sixth Sense.
Yeah, and he don't know. Spoiler,
And he don't know, and he's wandering around. and talking, and nobody's listening to what he's saying. A bit like Nigel Farage nowadays. he's the Bruce Willis of, and he's gone a bit mad as well. Right, so anyway, there's nothing mad about what he's got, so don't cancel me for that. What's he got, Bruce Willis? He's got something like that, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So apologies there. I will delete that later. Nigel Farage, though.
Dickhead.
You know, dickhead. Anyway, all racist ghosts aside, we will be speaking to the York Ghost Hunters next week.
Meant to ask you as well, Clinton. Mm-hmm. You look a little bit tired. How's the tour going?
Oh, I'm absolutely exhausted. The tour is going brilliantly. Mm-hmm. The only thing I will say, which I did mention to you a little bit earlier before we... I call it coming on air. We're not coming on air. Particularly if the air's been taken up by all the foreigners. But, no, it's all going very well. The tour, and thank you everyone who's coming and we've said some lovely, lovely things. What happens is, that between you and me, we employ, I think the people producing the show, Phil McIntyre, employ some company who put out blanket bomb people with Clinton Baptiste.
Right.
Clinton versus Ramon.
Clinton
stuff.
This, Clinton that.
And it ends up in people's, you know, on their social media for them to comment.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, I, for some reason, I'm including this and I see all their comments. Very hurtful. You fat
wow!
Looks like you've eaten all the kids, was another one, inexplicably. No, I will not be going to see this, so I simply get on.
It's the people that have to tell you why they're not coming.
Yeah.
And you just go, why? Like,
don't come then.
Do you ring up the estate agent and tell them why they're not? You're not going to sell your house and they put a leaflet through?
It is, but it's really horrible to see
yeah.
it. And, I mean, you wonder why I've gone on this diet. It's absolutely horrendous. Looks like he's pregnant, I say.
Wow.
Looks like he's pregnant!
You mustn't bow to pressure. You can never satisfy these people.
No, I know. It's horrible, though. Mostly, and all you wonderful people out there are so friendly to us. But and stop me if I'm getting too technical, but you forget there's a lot of arseholes out there.
There are, which is why I blocked Ruth.
Yeah, well,
just block
Ruth,
and move on, bammo.
Well, okay, well, Ruth, yeah, okay, I've heard a lot from Ruth recently. She's going to be appearing over the next few weeks.
Oh, bloody
hell. I hope that's going to be all right. So keep it nice. Keep it nice, people, please. There's enough misery in the world without being nasty.
Do you ever respond?
I do. I say, please don't come to the show. It's not for you. You're right, it's shite. Stay away.
Do you know what really throws him?
What?
If you write back, lol.
Oh, yeah, I might do.
She's like, I don't care.
It's like this with me.
They don't need to know that. Don't show them.
Oh, it's extraordinary. No, and what do they say? Oh, 5 minutes on Phoenix Nights, and he's trotting this out. And I go, I've been doing a bloody podcast. I've done 3 UK tours, you sick bastard.
Do you know what I like to do? Look at their bios. Because then
you'd
be like,
yeah.
Oh, right, OK, I'm going to take the advice of this man.
Yeah, they're an absolute
it's flag shagger.
What?
Flag shagger.
That's what they are, these bastards. Right, let's get on with it now, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a chap I met who is a lovely fella, and his name's Darren James, and he's one of the directors at the Library Theatre in Darwin.
Oh, an intellectual.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm joined by Darren James, who's one of the managers from the Darwin Library Theatre here in Darwin. He got hold of me and he said, I've got to tell you a very, very spooky story. He was virtually shaking, weren't you, Darren?
I was, yeah.
Yes, virtually shaking. He said, you're the man to help me. Darren, please tell us all about what happened.
Okay, well, I used to be a youth worker and I took a group of young people away on a residential just the other side of Lancaster.
Right.
To an old building, an old hall that was supposedly haunted.
Sensei, Christ.
I'm doing it.
Can we have the spooky music, please, Linda?
So, anyway, we weren't allowed to go into this one room where the woman had jumped out the window years
previously. Whoa. Don't take up after-dinner speaking, Darren. So, hold on. So, it was a residential home, and what had happened there before? Sorry, listeners, dealing with a novice here. So, it was a country house of some description, is that right?
Yeah, it was. It was an old hall that had been around since the kind of 1300s.
She was an old whore, the woman?
Yeah, she may well have been.
Oh, right, okay, carry on.
And years previously, this woman was a boyfriend or husband or whoever had run away with somebody else, and she'd flung herself out of the window of this hall onto the ground below and died.
Right.
And the rumour was that she still haunted the building.
Okay, so you turn up with all these...
Yeah.
What were they? Special needs or they retrobate? What would you call them now?
Yeah, I would probably call them...
Toe rags.
Yeah,
toe rags. Rags. Yeah. That's the technical term nowadays. Don't cancel me for saying toe rags.
Yeah, so we turned up with them. And we weren't allowed in this room anyway. It was locked for whatever reason.
But they'll find a way. Yeah. Those bastards, they'll find a way. Go on.
It was locked at both ends. The night manager wouldn't open the room anyway. She said she doesn't go up there when it gets dark.
Oh, God.
So we set a task for the group to go and make a horror film, make a ghost film.
Okay,
as you do in an old building.
This sounds like... is this just the plot of Friday the 13th?
It sounds like it.
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, they came running down the stairs to us as youth workers to say they'd got into the room.
Bloody hell, yeah.
And we all went up into the room and it was very cold, very eerie, like flies on the wall type room.
Right, yeah.
So they did a bit of filming in this room, felt a bit of a presence and all that kind of stuff.
God,
but,
yeah.
Went out of the room to do filming elsewhere, tried to go back in and it was all locked again.
My God. Locked from the inside?
Locked from the inside. It was Yale locked, it was bolted, it was... Yeah.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
And there was no one else there?
No one else there. We were the only group there. When I spoke to the manager of the complex the next day, I said, did you open the room for him? And that's when she said no. She said, I won't go up there. She said, no, I'm the only one with a key.
Ye doubters out there. Ye doubters! Well, thanks, Darren. That's 6.5 out of 10. Very good. Well, Darren, do you want to quickly say something about any other shows here at the Darwin Library Theatre?
We punch well above our weight, so we've got lots of music.
We got me here, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've got lots of music coming up, not lots of comedy coming up in the next 12 months.
Okay.
We're aiming big.
Okay, well, that's not about me, so I'm not all that interested. But thanks, Darren. Keep up the good work. Time now for those people who need to go to sleep, need to drop off, need to relax. Mm. More trigger words.
Stop it.
With my next door neighbour, Barry. Enjoy. As he takes you through some alcoholic beverages to relax you to sleep.
Time to relax now. A little drink, alcoholic drink, to trigger you into not relaxing sleep. Carlsberg. Brandy. He's doing anything. Nice sherry. sweet Sharon.
Forbid.
Courvoisier, Brander. Some wine. Nice bit of wine. A Cabernet Sauvignon. Lovely. Relaxing, drinking some crisps. Some nice crisps. Cheese and onion. So and vinegar. Nice night. Trigger.
We turn again to my favourite publication, Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. If you would put on the scary music, and these are problem solving.
But these are like practical problems.
Practical problems. Keely Potts, who's a modern day fortune teller, who uses psychometry to see your future.
That's holding your stuff and feeling your vibes.
Feeling your vibes and seeing if this points you to a solution.
Okay.
If you would be so kind. Question.
Is my money definitely gone? Question. I've been scammed and lost all my savings. The fraudsters phoned me and pretended to be my bank security team and asked for my security code. Oh, that's
Easy done.
I was rushed, gave it to them, and I've lost £12,000, which is a deposit I was saving for a flat.
Oh, fuck. Right up the swanny.
I mean, if it's any consolation, you won't get a mortgage now anyway.
No.
The bank are investigating, but it's going to take a while, and I'm worried I won't get the money back. Can the angels help me? I'm heartbroken at my own idiocy, says Iona, 34, of Devon.
Well... And the answer is what?
The answer is you should go to the police. Right, the answer
definitely
is here.
The answer, according to this woman, Keely Potts, in Fate and Fortune, is this.
Is forgive yourself with your angel's help, as there is no point beating yourself up. Ask them to help you release this.
I would suggest, Keely Potts, and I'm a believer in all this, don't turn to the bloody angels. They've got enough to do organising Brexit up
police.
There.
Police.
Go to the police. Don't go to the bloody... The woman's... This person's lost £12,000 saving for a flat.
Yeah.
You know. And then it continued. That was from Iona at 34.
Yeah, Iona, who's still 12 grand down, I dare say.
Yeah, look at this. Here we go. So Keely Potts says this, right? No, this is a question. Should I fear the future? Like most people, we can struggle making sure our finances are in order, although we are better off than many, for which I am thankful. My hubby has got a promotion at work. It will be demanding. This is needless explanation. It will be demanding, but hopefully it'll be okay. But my job is under threat. Can you tell from this cycling top whether everything is going to work out? Livy, 47, Everton. Now,
right,
Keely Potts could say, look, there are severe financial problems in the country at the moment. Go and see an accountant. Go and even just see your bank manager. Yeah. Don't, you know, very kindly, you've sent me a cycling top, which probably stinks to high heaven. But she says this, there is no need to fret. Start to look forward to the future without fear. My spirit guide, Greg.
Greg!
Well, it sounds like...
It's Greg!
It sounds like either a cyclist or a purveyor of pastries.
Just a bloke.
Cheap bacon rolls. Greg's. He's telling me everything is aligning for you. Over the next 4 years, I can see everything slowly but surely coming together.
Yeah.
This is all from a cycling top. Your husband's job will go from strength to strength. Your job will be safe, but I can see a change by January 2023. Whoops!
Seriously, though, a ghost called Greg is going to assure you, is it?
I've had a lot of problems. I've got some various tax issues.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Greg about it?
No, but I might send... I've got a sweaty old top I wore for five a side. I might send that. It reeks. I don't know what it... And it continues. Here, there's the next one. Go on.
It says, slowly but surely we'll come together. Your husband's job will go from strength to strength and your job will be safe, but I can see a change by January 2023 when you have to do OnlyFans or foot fetish or something. So get ready to reach for the stars.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this might be from the same person.
From the same person.
Will my divorce work out?
This is another similarly, you know, real problematic, you know, life decisions.
Yes.
Turning to Keely Potts.
After waiting until my kids had grown up, I am divorcing my husband of 25 years.
Very, very sad.
Yes, we've been living almost separate lives for some time now, but this will make things official. I want to be able to move on, and I'm not asking for much, but can you tell from my earrings if this will be a smooth process?
Oh, for Christ.
The answer is no.
No, she says your loved one in the spirit world surrounds you with so much love right now.
No, they'd probably be disappointed because, again, different times, you stuck together.
You did in them days,
yes.
Quite right. You've been strong and patient a very long time, and they're telling me there's light at the end of the tunnel for you. I can, from looking at these earrings, she says, I can see you getting a property and signing legal paperwork by March 2023. Amelia, you're going to be very happy and will feel like a weight has been lifted from your shoulders, judging by these earrings, from your ears as well. I can also see a new relationship for you. Someone will really click with you. Presumably someone who likes really horrible, vulgar earrings who look like two Pringles that someone bit them into. Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear. You now, deserve this happiness, so go with it. So Keely's saying, yeah, press on.
Yeah, press on. But, I mean, if you could ever see what these earrings look like, I mean, I think we know the sort of person that Amelia, 56, in Stevenage is.
Yeah. She's the sort of person who writes into a magazine when she should be taking some proper advice from a human being that she knows.
Pat Butcher, by the look of these earrings. Anyway, that is... But, no, I do believe... You know I believe in this stuff.
But you seem to be slightly sceptical about this particular area.
I tell you why, because I think there is proper advice to be had, and I don't think just sending in your sweaty top, pants or earrings is going to really point out. Now, if people want advice from us, and where people have lived a little.
Oh, yeah. Too much, to be honest.
Too much. Please get in touch with Clinton at clintonbaptiste.com and we will endeavour to sort out your problems.
But what we will not do is go, yeah, don't worry about calling the police because you've been burgled. Just find a feather and put it under your pillow.
Yeah. And we do know so because I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic and as for Linda...
Yeah, because she's a witch.
All right, so we do know stuff.
I am bloody not a witch.
No, you're not a witch.
Linda is shit.
How? I pressed the wrong
She's
one
She's very
sorry.
Rude.
Linda is shit.
Sorry, I'll keep pressing.
Linda is shit.
Sorry. She's going to get flattened.
Something wrong with this. Get in touch with us and we'll sort out your problems. Linda, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be hunting Ruth down.
No, oh, Ruth, leave her alone.
You don't want to mess with this.
Well, go. Linda's going to go off for a job interview.
I am, and I will not tell you anything about
no.
the second one.
Okay. In the meantime, bye-bye for now.
Oh, bye.
And we're going to play you out with Barry White.
Oh.
Well, we come to the end of another show.
I want to take you. I want to hold you in my arms and thank you for being with me tonight. I want to kiss you all over your face and lick you all over your cheeks. Kiss you on the lips. Stick my tongue in your mouth. Touch your titties.
It's Clinton Baptiste saying thank you to all the wonderful people who were there with me for this episode.
The lovely Linda Pollock. I'm gonna squeeze those buttocks.
I want to thank Ian James, Sean Duxbury, Claire Bryant, Kevin Spindlow. God, who else was in the shelter? Darren James, Barry, my next door neighbour. Oh my God, who else? Well, Linda, I thanked everyone pretty much.
It just remains for me to say, I want you to touch me, dear. Touch me, baby.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading nail.